Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new section. Babu karahatil madhi fil wajhi liman khifa alayhi mafsidatun min i'jabin wa nahwi wa jawazuhu liman amina dhalika fi haqqihi. The chapter on the detestability, the dislike of praising a person to his face, if it may cause him to become proud, and its permissibility if it is safe or he is safe from pride. What this chapter is speaking about is that when you praise somebody on their face, now this is something Sharia doesn't like, that you are such a pious person, you're such a buzro, or you're such a generous person, whatever you're praising a person, but on his face, directly you're praising him, Sharia doesn't encourage these type of praises. It's not that Sharia doesn't want you to be kind, or Sharia doesn't want you to be considerate, but sometimes Sharia is teaching us to be considerate on a higher level. In other words, if you're going to praise a person directly to his face, that you're such a, for example, you're such a pious person, you're such a generous person, there's a chance that you can create pride in the person's heart. So although you think you're doing a good thing by praising him directly on his face, but there is a chance that you're creating pride in the heart of the person, where you're actually causing damage. So therefore, Sharia is saying that don't praise a person directly on his face. Yes, you can thank a person for his, and you should be thanking, we should be thanking people for their kindness and for their services, and we should be thanking them for whatever good they are doing. But to praise a person directly, there is one wrong, is that we can cause harm to that person. Or, the person that is praising, what can happen is, he can go on to exceed the bounds of praise, in the sense that he can start now lying. Example, the person doesn't have these qualities, but he'll start saying such qualities to praise the person and throw him up. Now he's also going into the boundary of speaking lies, and on the other hand, he's causing it such that this person can be getting pride in his heart. So see how beautiful Sharia is, taking everything into consideration. He's not saying that you can't praise a person, we'll do it just now. But a person should be praised in his absence. When he's not there in front, now you can praise that person. That this person is such a generous person, such a good person. Look at the qualities this person has got. If this person is told in front of him that you've got such beautiful qualities and you are such a good person and such a pious person, for example, then this can now cause his pride levels to go up, and instead of benefiting this person for the goodness that he may have, we're actually causing harm. And Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu qal, Sami'a al-Nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rajulan yuthni ala rajulin wa yutrihi fil midha faqala ahlaktum او قطعتم ظهر الرجل متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard a person praising somebody excessively. He said, you have destroyed him, or you have broken the man's back. You have broken the man's back. Here he explained why. It's because when you're praising the person on his face, now he's being encouraging pride in him, and pride is something that can destroy even the best of people. The person that has the best akhlaq, the person that has the best character, the person that has the best amount of goodness in him, may have the best salat, he may have the best tilawat of Quran, he may be the most generous person, but once pride comes in this type of person, then we've actually destroyed the person. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us. And Abi Bakrata radiallahu anhu anna rajulan dhukira inda al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faathna alayhi rajulun khayra. Faqala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wihak qata'ta unqa sahibik yaquluhu miraran in kana ahadukum madihan la mahala falyakud ahsibu kaza wa kaza in kana yara annahu kathalika wa hasibuhu Allah wa la yuzakka ala Allahi ahadun muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu narrates that a person was mentioned in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and another person praised him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, destruction to you, you have severed your friend's neck, and repeated it several times. If you really need to praise someone, say, I think he is like this or he is like that. If you think him to be like that, only Allah can call him to account, and none can claim purity before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith brings in another point also, that sometimes we think a person is a good person, we can't say for sure that he is good. So rather what the hadith is saying, say, I think that this person, or I have the opinion that this person is a very pious person. I have opinion that this person has a very close relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what you're not doing is you're not taking the job of Allah by saying definitely, or judging for sure that this person is so good oh, this person is so bad, but here you're saying, I have this, my opinion of this particular person, that he is a very, very generous person, very good person. So now what you are doing, is you're just explaining your opinion of a person. And then too, it is mentioned that shouldn't say it in front, directly in the face of the person, so the person again doesn't get affected. Now here there are three type of things. One is praising an individual in his face, which is impermissible. Number two is praising an individual in his absence, but you're hoping that what you are praised is going to reach him. In other words, the person or people that are there are going to send a message across. This also is not correct, is impermissible. The third is praising an individual without any intention of such praise reaching him. It is permissible. When a person in his absence, person is being praised, yeah, there is no harm. One last hadith in the section. An Abi Humam ibn al-Harith, Ali al-Miqdad radiallahu anhu, anna rajulan ja'ala yamdahu Uthman radiallahu anhu, فعمد المقدار فجثى على ركبته فجعل يحثو في وجه الحصباء فقال له عثمان ما شأنك فقال إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا رأيتم المداحين فحثوا في وجوههم التراب رواه مسلم. هذا حماد بن حارث رضي الله عنه. حماد بن حارث نريس المقدار رضي الله عنه. The man began praising Uthman رضي الله عنه. So المقدار went forward. He sat up on his knees and began to throw pebbles on his face. One person started praising Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu on his face, directly started praising him. So what Miqdad radiallahu anhu did, is he went on his knees and he began to throw pebbles on this person's face. And Uthman radiallahu anhu asked, what are you doing? He replied, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you see people praising others, then throw dust in their faces. When you see people praising others excessively like this, then take dust and throw dust in their face. In other words, to try and stop them. Don't do this. This is not something that is encouraged in Shariat. There is one exception, ulama explained, that where a person is now, you know for sure that he is safe, and he's not going to be affected by pride, and you're not going to affect him by making praises, because you're 100% sure. Then a situation like that, it's okay. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, once, أَرُجُوا أَن تَكُونَ مِنْهُمْ أي من الذين يدعون من جميع أبواب الجنة لدخولها. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I am hopeful that there are some people that all the doors of Jannah will call out for them. There are some people, all the doors of Jannah will call out for them. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the face of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that I am of the opinion, or I am hopeful that you will be from them. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say with certainty, he said, Arju, I am hopeful that you will be from them. So ulama explained from this, is where a person is sure that the person that he is praising or he is addressing like this is not going to be affected and pride won't come in him, and he's certain about it, then in that case only then he's allowed to praise the person in his face. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.